Good morning, people of the wasteland. I'm Inquisitor Foreman, one of many Inquisitors for the Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel. Today's like any other average day in the wasteland. Again, we're still locked down at the old Robco factory. Again, please stay away. If not, you'll be, lethal force would be used by, Paladin, Ralph? I think he's the one that's in charge there. Him and his crew. So, please, again, stay away. I doubt you want to get an infectious disease. So, excuse me. So, today, the Wastewalker came, and we did take Wainwright, Alaska. Yay us, I guess, right? And so, we found the huge the cache of weapons that they have there. And we also found holotapes, pre-war holotapes, about this man named John Holler. I've never heard of him before, but he had his own little team called Yankee Squad. And it's pretty much how they were during the whole Sino-American War thing that, kind of spawned up the whole Great War, and that we had that Operation Anchorage and whatnot, and all those other battles, like the invasion of Detroit, the invasion of the Philippines, and how he took China, or how he, like, pretty much forced China to surrender and whatnot. Bunch of ancient history, right? So, we found a bunch of holotapes about this, about him and his team. And they're like the only teams. I mean, we found other tapes, but we never really like heard anything much about them. It was like several tapes of like certain people. A lot of them sounded like it was kind of going up Schitt's Creek, excuse my language. And, how everything's just falling apart there in China, and in Alaska. How the Chinese literally just, like, overwhelmed the Americans with constant shelling of the beach, like, defenses and whatnot. It was just, when we came there, there was all these craters and whatnot. Like, it was never affected by the Great War. Over the 200 years, it stayed relatively the same. You could find destroyed power armor. You can find dead skeletons everywhere. It's an amazing battle site. As you see, like, a bunch of Chinese skeletons hanging out at the end of the beach and throughout the whole beach. We were able to pick up well over 100 weapons. Various. We have some Chinese rifles. We found a bunch of lasers, her rifles, fun stuff like that, whatever, you want, you get it. Also today, there was this random object that shot across the sky. We were wondering what it was. We've never seen anything move as fast before. I mean, heck, our vertebrates don't even go that quick. Heck, even the stupid stingrays, that we're trying to restore, don't even go that fast. So, we were wondering what it was. Next time we see it again, we'll attempt to shoot it down. I'm gonna find out. I'll keep you updated next time. And if we do actually shoot this, if we shoot that object out of the sky, I'm hoping we do. Paladin, Ralph, wants to shoot it down. I know he's in the middle of, like, keeping the place locked down, but he can obviously set up someone else to keep the watch. So, Inquisitor, Three Dog, again, he's not coming back on the show. He's not continuing Galaxy News Radio on. So, I guess that really sucks. It's just me, Inquisitor Foreman. brought to you by the Brotherhood of Steel, and brought to you by High Elder Brody Haydens. Thank you. So we have a sponsorship. It's Brotherhood of Steel. Great thing. Honestly, I'm not getting paid because I work for the Brotherhood of Steel. So the sponsorship is join up in the Brotherhood of Steel. Oh, you can even get power armor if you choose. The whole little convoy going out to, you know, Michigan, they're still on their way. Hey, they left 8 o'clock last night. So who knows where they are right now? There's probably like in Canada. So I pray those guys will live and continue with our sponsorship. So join up in the Brotherhood of Steel. Get it weapons, get education, get power armor, fight the good fight, you know? Do what's right. Heck, if you're so good, you can even join up in the Band of Unity. You can become a really high up leader, and you can be a part of the Band of Unity. So this is that would be an awesome thing. And just seeing those guys walk together, they look awesome. As they, like, you know that those guys mean business. You see them walking through, like, town, everyone there. Again, we're planning another expedition, about 20 or so Brotherhood of Steel members, various weapons and power armor. We're heading to California. To make peace with the NCR. Also to get recruits and possibly establish a base in California, you know, to kind of like get everything together to prove that the Brotherhood of Steel under Hayden's leadership, we are not the bad guys. We are not Ed Maxson's Brotherhood of Steel. We are not Roger Maxson's Brotherhood of Steel. We are not Forquin's Brotherhood of Steel. We are not that guy in California, whoever he was. We're not that Brotherhood of Steel. We are Hayden's Brotherhood of Steel and Lions. We're pretty much relatively the same to Lions Pride, except we're under Hayden's leadership because, you know, both Lions are dead, sadly. So I hope we will be doing good. I hope that the outposts in Michigan and the California will be kind of doing well. I mean, I hope those guys are able to make it. That's all I got to say for that. We will be sending out more expeditions eventually. Eventually, we'll strengthen ourselves so that we can actually help more societies. Like, we're heading out to Wisconsin. Eventually, we're going to be heading out to, like, Georgia, Florida, maybe Boston, to kind of, like, bring up the Brotherhood of Steel. Because whatever Maxson did there, he did it wrong. He was only there to destroy the synths. Heck, synths aren't even that bad of people. I mean, there's the ones that were actually under the synths' control, or the Institute's control, but the ones that are freed by, like, the railroad crew, or whatever their name is, those guys are really chill people. I mean, they're pretty much identical to us. They have feelings, emotions, they eat, they sleep. But that's the thing, man. Things are things. So be sure to keep an eye out for the Brotherhood of Steel. They might actually start an outpost where you live. Who knows? We're probably going to send out a couple expeditions out to California, since it's such a large area. And that we really want to bring up the Brotherhood of Steel. We want to create a good bond with the NCR or with the Transit Government of America, or the new Washington Enclave, or the Steel Spartans, or the Minutemen. Heck, we're even we actually got a group of gunners that were former gunners. They showed up to one of our outposts, that is like out at the outer rim of Canada, and they pretty much were begging us to join up in our ranks. And we've been keeping a close eye on them. We're not like immediately trusting them, but we are obviously keeping an eye on them. They came unarmed. They came without any weapons. They only came in their armor. And so far, things have been doing really good. They showed up at like 1 a.m. this morning. Weird stuff, man. Again, this is July 24th. So be sure to be ready. Because maybe, just maybe, those gunners might actually turn over a new leaf and actually be some good people. Who knows? Sorry. Yeah, no, I was right. Okay. I was going to say, it's like, no, it's July 23rd. No, we're not doing a broadcast. We didn't do a broadcast yesterday. So, again, be sure to keep an eye out for anyone. And two, if you want to have a good life with clean food, clean water, join up in the Brotherhood of Steel, or join up in the Transit Government America, or the New Washington Enclave, or the Steel Spartans, or the Minutemen, because I know they're in Michigan. One thing I want to keep an eye out for anyone who's in Minnesota who hears this, stay away from Elder Forkwin's Brotherhood. They are bad people. I do not trust them. They follow the same orders that were given to us 200 years ago. And those same orders are, kill pretty much anyone who's a wastelander, steal technology, preserve it, keep it away from other people. I don't trust him at all. So, keep an eye out. So, yeah, keep an eye out. Do not trust them. You join up in that their crew, that's going to be the biggest mistake of your life. You'll kill innocent people. And heck, they even have raiders in their crew. Most of the time, I don't trust a raider, but as long as they actually are turning over a new leaf, keep an eye out, man. I don't trust any of them. Not one. Not a single raider. Unless they chose to be a part of the Brotherhood, I don't trust them. So, there is a possibility that there would be a war between Brody and Forkwin. So, if there's a huge battle just happening, possibly around Canada or Alaska, stay away. We don't need 8 civilians being caught up in our fight. At all. So, be safe. If you find yourself in a tight situation, always try to look out for the Brotherhood of Steel that's under Cadence Command, or another elder that follows Elder Lion's ideals. But if they're like Forkwin, stay away, please. Don't make that mistake, man. They aren't good. I guess that'll be pretty much today. For now, maybe I might ramble on for a little longer. Who knows? So, oh yeah, today. Today we are doing an expedition out into Canada. We're meeting the current leader of this large settlement, and that is asking for help. Because a huge raider group's pretty much just going after them, and they'd like to get some help with, you know, protection and whatnot. So maybe Hayden's might help, or it might turn into a huge mistake mistake, but that's why the Band of Unity is going out there. Because if it is a mistake, they can handle it. Well, that's all for today, hey folks. Be safe. God bless you. Try to eat healthy. Try to eat good food. Stay away from radiation. Stay away from raiders in general. Super mutants, death claws, rad scorpions, whatever you can think of. A lot of times, just try to stick away. And cannibals. Stay away from them people too. Those guys are weird. Bye.